two new polls show Florida's GOP presidential primary next Tuesday is too close to call. And tonight's nationally televised debate from Florida Atlantic University in Boca Raton could have a decisive impact on next week's winner-take-all race. A Strategic Visions poll released this morning shows John McCain leading with 25% of the vote, with Rudy Giuliani second with 22%. Mitt Romney is at 20% and Mike Huckabee at 18%. That contrasts with a St. Pete Times Miami Herald poll released last night that shows McCain and Romney in a tight battle. Candidates tonight will have no opening or closing statements. They will be allowed in one portion to question one another. They will have 90 seconds to respond to questions and 30 seconds to make rebuttals at the discretion of the moderator, Brian Williams of NBC. The questions will come from Williams and Tim Russert, host of Meet the Press, and St. Pete Times publisher Paul Tash. Leadership Florida, one of the debate sponsors, has passed along questions that were solicited from the public through its website. No candidate has more on the line Tuesday, or perhaps tonight, than former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani, who seems to be dropping the polls daily. In 2007, Giuliani led most national and state polls as the leading candidate of the race until the last few weeks of the year. But being out of the limelight during this first month of primaries and caucuses has damaged him mightily. USF St. Petersburg political science professor Daryl Paulson is a Republican who had supported Giuliani in next week's primary. But he says that Giuliani's strategy in banking on Florida to catapult him into Super Tuesday's 22 primaries on February 5th has proved so dubious, he no longer supports him.
And, you know, raises a question, you know, once anybody who's running for office, makes a decision, whether strategic decision on how to run his campaign or just a public policy decision, and then you find out the decision is wrong, the wisdom to back away from that and change things. And I think, in my view, it's become apparent that it was the wrong decision, and his refusal to actively participate in some of the previous primaries to Florida, was a fundamental flaw, and so it raised questions to me about judgment.
Many national pundits have been skeptical of the Giuliani strategy of bypassing Iowa and downplaying New Hampshire and the other states in order to take Florida. Giuliani's strategy has been predicated on the state being moderate and thus being warmer to his pro-choice, pro-gay rights ideology. Also, the large amount of New York and New Jersey expatriates had been part of the equation. But the strategy looks bad right now. Not only has Giuliani lost his lead in Florida, but also in New York and New Jersey, his supposed home field advantage areas. But with all of that, a victory or a strong second place finish could propel Giuliani right back up next Tuesday. But USF St. Petersburg political science professor Daryl Paulson remains skeptical.
My concern is by not offering himself, and to some extent, you know, he campaigned in New Hampshire, spent $3 million in New Hampshire, and then sort of just, you know, pulled out and, headed off to Florida, didn't campaign in Michigan at all, or South Carolina. I think he could have done well in some of those states. And by the time he comes into Florida, he will be a five-time loser. And people already are responding to that. That's why his numbers have dropped in Florida, and that's why I think it's going to be very difficult for him to win Florida, is because he's foregone all of the other primaries where you have to participate as a political candidate, not necessarily in every one, but certainly at least some of them, in order to establish your credibility as a candidate.
Giuliani has based his appeal as being the candidate who can best deal with the threat of terrorism. But by being out of the spotlight, he seems to be losing those voters to John McCain. It was McCain who was considered to be a dead man walking just a few months ago, not Rudy. But just as there's been questions about Giuliani's conservatism, so has there been about McCain's. His stances on global warming, illegal immigration, and campaign finance reform have alienated many conservatives. But his unflagging support for the Iraq War has proved to be a boon for the Arizona senator. But as the mantra this political season has been one of change, McCain is a Washington veteran who was 71 years old. That prompted Mike Huckabee surrogate actor Chuck Norris to say earlier this week that McCain was simply too old to be president. USF St. Petersburg political science professor Daryl Paulson disagrees.
And age does have its drawbacks, but it also provides you experience and wisdom. So from a political perspective, I mean, McCain's going to have to do two things. One is to sort of reinforce what he ran on in 2000, that he was the candidate of change then and the Straight Talk Express, and that itself is change from the perspective of the American electorate, somebody, a politician who gives you straight answers. But he's also going to have to combine that with, change needs to be done with experience and wisdom, and I have that experience and wisdom to bring about the kinds of change that you're seeking.